WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. In a couple of hours, Governor Murphy will deliver his budget to the legislature, and there is word of a possible deal between Murphy and top Democrats that would avoid broad-based tax hikes. Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin push back hard on Murphy's plan to increase and expand the sales tax, as well as possible toll and fare hikes. Neither of those options are now likely to be included in this spending plan. Sweeney insisted on savings on pension and health benefits. Murphy will include close to $1 billion in savings in his budget and a new contract agreed to with the CWA. In exchange, Sweeney and Coughlin would go along with an expansion of the millionaire's tax. But the Murphy budget will do little to offer tax relief to New Jersey's business community or address crippling state debt. And a new report finds that's what's killing the state's economy.
Michelle Sikirka of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says a just-released report finds over the past decade the state debt...
Our long-term obligations have increased 382%, while at the same time our revenues have only increased about 23% and our expenses increased about 45%.
She adds this pattern of building more debt while spending more than we take in cannot continue.
We need to ensure we are starting to look at comprehensive reform. This means addressing property tax. This means addressing the cost of living.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
President Trump is lambasting a new House probe that could dog him through the many months leading up to Election Day next year. Trump calls the wide-ranging investigation ridiculous. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says his panel's looking at a possible obstruction of justice, corruption, abuse of power. The group that announced, then canceled, a white supremacist rally in Princeton is surfacing again, this time in Bloomfield. Local officials denouncing the group after flyers promoting European heritage were found in town. And Patrick Lavery's live with new details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, in January, the New Jersey European Heritage Association claimed it punked us in the media and groups who planned to counter-protest its rally by saying there was never an application filed for any such rally and the event was a hoax. But the Bloomfield mayor and public safety director say in 2019, the term European heritage might as well be a euphemism for white nationalism, bigotry, and intolerance. And so they are launching a police investigation into the flyers' origins and who put them up in their town. Now, the group's website has the following message on it. Our European race is in a struggle for survival. Don't sit idly by, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thank you. When you leave the office, how often are you actually done with your job for the day? Other countries are making major changes to reduce how much your job intrudes on your personal life. And now some cities in the U.S. are looking to do the same.
Right to disconnect laws essentially prohibit employers from penalizing workers for failing to respond to emails after hours. Business etiquette expert Barbara Pachter says there needs to be a balance between work and life, and in some cases, actual rules may need to be crafted in order to achieve that balance.
People need downtime. I mean, if you don't have downtime, there's a lot of stress, and you can never get away from work, and it can not only consume you, it can affect your health.
In a survey from Robert Half Technology, two-thirds of workplace technology leaders said they could adhere to a ban on work emails after the workday is over. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.